Hello, and welcome to the Summit View from Glassy Mountain Advisors. I'm Jordan Smythe, the founder of Glassy Mountain Advisors, and in this condensed version of our quarterly commentary, I'm going to provide a brief overview of our thoughts on the fourth quarter of 2024 and our market outlook for 2025. You can find more details in the quarterly view on our blog. Stocks rose modestly in the fourth quarter, with the S&P 500 gaining 2.4%. Including dividends, and returned 25% for all of 2024, a remarkable year thanks to resilient economic growth and continued strength in corporate earnings. Growth-oriented stocks in the technology, communications, and consumer discretionary sectors resumed their leadership in the fourth quarter and widened the performance gap with the rest of the market. Two major events helped shape stock market performance. The first was the presidential election. Not only did both large and small company stocks rally after Election Day, but riskier assets such as Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies soared as well. Trump's victory and the Republican sweep of the House and Senate brightened investor prospects for more pro-business policies from the next administration, including lower taxes and greater deregulation. Later in the quarter, the central bank's quarter-point rate cut in December and Fed Chair Jerome Powell's post-meeting statement tempered expectations for future rate cuts in the coming year and curbed market momentum. The primary impetus for the slower pace of monetary policy easing was persistent inflation. November's Consumer Price Index numbers showed upticks in both core and headline inflation, casting doubt on the progress the Fed had made in getting consumer price growth under control. The Fed's fight against inflation and the continued uncertainty over the path of future monetary policy negatively impacted bond returns. The Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index returned 1.3% for 2024, after a decline of 3% during the fourth quarter wiped out most of the gains for the year. We are optimistic about investment opportunities in the year ahead, but are also cautious about lofty stock market valuations and the effects of major policy changes under the Trump administration. The U.S. economic expansion is poised to continue in coming quarters, and consumer spending should hold up given strong labor markets, easing price pressures, and lower interest rates. Companies should also benefit from lower borrowing costs as the Federal Reserve continues to relax monetary policy, even if the pace of rate cuts is slower than previously anticipated. The stock market delivered strong returns over the last 2 years, but only once in the last 75 years has the S&P 500 managed three consecutive years of gains greater than 20%. The market's impressive performance has also meant traditional valuation measures have risen. If profit increases persist, higher stock market valuations can be supported by the continued growth in earnings in the coming year. However, it wouldn't be surprising to see a rise in volatility if investors face any doubts over their expectations for growth in the year ahead. In addition to potential market volatility, major policy changes under the Trump administration could have unintended consequences. For instance, raising tariffs may lead to higher inflation, something that Trump vowed to fight during his presidential campaign. We are optimistic about bond returns in 2025 as the Fed's progress on taming inflation becomes clearer, but we continue to favor a more balanced approach of owning both bonds and higher-yielding equity securities for income-oriented portfolios. No matter what market environment we're in, we believe investors are best prepared for future outcomes with a diversified portfolio and a financial plan that is centered on investment goals. Thanks for joining us. Happy New Year and take care.